The University of Kansas has James Naismith, Fog Allen, Wilt Chamberlain, and Mario Chalmers. That basketball legacy, like Bill Snyder's stamp on Kansas State football, draws students to campus merely to watch and root for the team. Now other Kansas colleges hope they've hit on a cheap new way to attract students that relies not on athletes with springs for knees or cannons for arms, but rather on thumbs that know their way around a joystick. Competitive video gaming, or esports, is now a varsity sport, something made to be watched live and online. Wichita State University recently hired Tyler Levesque to launch an esports program. He spoke with the Kansas News Service's Stephen Basaha about the potential of video gaming as a team sport with fans.
It's practice day at Wichita State's gaming lab. The school is fielding a team hoping to build a national reputation in the early days of esports. The freshly painted room sports controllers, computers, and padded chairs meant for long gaming sessions. Four students are split into teams for a scrimmage. Levesque explains what's happening on one player's monitor.
This is a game called Rocket League, and what he's trying to do is essentially center the ball for one of his teammates so that one of them can rotate towards the middle of the field and knock the ball in.
So to be clear, this is soccer with cars.
This is soccer with cars.
Despite the silly concept, there is real skill involved. Hand-eye coordination, quick reflexes, an awareness of players' positions on the field, a sense of the car's handling.
Yeah, 100%. And there's also a spectator element to it that also takes it to another level. So people tune in just like they want to see people in the NBA do things that they themselves can't do. It's the same thing for video games. So you have students, you have grandparents, kids, whomever, tune into Twitch to watch people like us, people like our players stream and play.
Where does Wichita State fit in as far as like this moment of entering this space?
And you already have large gaming scenes on at Kansas State, at KU, at McPherson, at Kansas Wesleyan. A lot of these schools in the state of Kansas are already developing esports programs, and so I would say we're right on time. But if you don't see schools within the next 2 or 3 years adding those esports programs, I honestly don't know if they'll be able to add them, because it's just one of those things where just like college football, every year it exponentially gets harder and harder to develop those programs because so many more schools are stepping in and trying to do the same thing.
Market research company Newzoo projects esports to become a billion-dollar industry this year. Wichita State falls among a growing number of schools eager to be to esports what Alabama is to football or Duke to basketball, dynasties that not only draw the best players but also attract loyal fans.
They're doing it because you're seeing most likely boosts in enrollment numbers. I've had students who leave their fall 19 information just for the varsity team. I would say I've had upwards of 20 students already in the past 2 months that we've launched it. And so once again, it is a complete response to student interest.
Oh, nice touch.
Jonathan Gallegos is part of that varsity team. Gallegos was playing games online before joining Wichita State's team, but he says gamers at the campus felt like outcasts and the school seemed out of touch. But now, getting to compete using the school's name has changed that.
A lot of reason why the competitiveness is so much fun is because you kind of get your name out there and you get ranked, you get a certain level of esteem. And so to have the school back us up and say, you can use our name and compete against like other schools, that just makes the game seem a lot more real in a sense.
So it's sort of pride in getting to represent Wichita State's name.
Right, right, yeah.
And Kansas colleges hope that's the biggest connection between esports and traditional sports. That loyalty to the team transfers to loyalty to the school. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Basaha in Wichita.
That was Stephen Basaha of the Kansas News Service talking with Tyler Levesque, the head of Wichita State's new varsity esports program. The Kansas News Service is a collaboration covering health, education, and politics across the state.